occasional interview, so that start classes Mondays at 2 p.m. Dark Glasses for December the 8th, 2025. My name is Daniel Wolf, and wow, if there was any doubt before that winter is here, there cannot be any after this weekend. Quite the dump we got Saturday and Sunday. I had my snowblower out for the first time this year, and I assume that more is going to be on its way before we get to spring. But the good news is the solstice is just around the corner a couple of weeks from now, and the days will start getting longer. But it is cold, it is snowy, so let's have something to put some warm cheer into our cold bones. And today's show is devoted entirely to Canadian jazz artists, and we'll begin with some Latin jazz from the premier jazz, Latin jazz artist in Canada, and that is flautist and soprano saxophonist Jane Bonnet. I'm going to take a track which I assume is a tribute to New Orleans after its survival of the devastating Hurricane Katrina floods in 2005. Jane Bonnet released a track called New Orleans Underwater, or Nueva Orleans Bajo Agua. That came out on her compilation album, Mundo, The World of Jane Bonnet, or at least that's where I'm taking it from. So let us give that a listen. Jane Bonnet. Thank you. That was Jane Bonnet and New Orleans Underwater from her album Mundo, The World of Jane Bonnet. We are a long way from April, but we have to remember that it will come again. So what better a song for that purpose than the jazz standard, I'll Remember April. And it's done here by two Canadian jazz greats, Oliver Jones, the pianist, who of course holds an honorary doctorate from Queen's University, and the late great bassist Charlie Biddle, who died a few years ago. And they did a duet at the Festival International de Jazz de Montréal, and this particular track appears on a compilation of tracks recorded at that festival. I'll Remember April.
Thank you.
That was Oliver Jones and Charlie Biddle on piano and bass, respectively, with the jazz classic I'll Remember April. And that's a performance that they gave 1 year at the Montreal Jazz Festival. Let's go to another live performance, this a much earlier one, from Oscar Peterson as far back as 1957. And that was actually at the at Stratford at the Shakespeare Festival, early days for that festival as well. And they released it's Oscar's classic trio format from that era when Oscar was still a pretty young guy. Of course, this is the centenary of his birth, 2025, so he would have been only 32 at the time, and was partnered up with the great bassist Ray Brown and Herb Ellis on guitar. So, they gave a whole performance at the Stratford Shakespeare Festival, recorded it as an album, and here's a track from it called Love You Madly, not to be confused with The Doors' Love Her Madly. Oscar Peterson Trio to close out the first half of Dark Glasses today. Thank you.
Mom, come look, there's a bird. Oh no, most windows are too clear to see through, so birds think they can just fly right through.
You can put up window stickers, stained glass, or many other hangable options on your windows so birds will know it's not see-through.
If you see any hurt birds, call SPWC at 613-354-0264.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
Are you looking for community connection and killer harmonies? Spectrum Voices is a non-audition 2S LGBTQ+ and allied choir. Join rehearsals in the music room, that's B219, in Duncan MacArthur Hall on Saturdays from 10:45 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All experience levels are welcome. You can connect with the choir at linktree.com/spectrumvoices. We look forward to singing with you.
With the colder months coming up, we're all using more natural gas in our homes. While it's a reliable and safe energy source, it's super important to keep safety in mind. If you smell something weird, like rotten eggs, it might mean that there's a gas leak. Act fast. Leave the area and call your natural gas provider. Also, don't forget about carbon monoxide. It's odorless and invisible, so make sure you have a working CO2 alarm in your home. Keep your natural gas appliances maintained with annual inspection from a licensed technician to keep your home and family safe this season. For more safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 from a very wintry campus of Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario. And today's show is devoted solely to Canadian jazz artists, past and present. And our next two acts are going to be from the province of Alberta, where I lived for several years. And Alberta has a really vibrant jazz community, as a matter of fact, with some terrific artists. We'll begin with one of my favorite alto sax men, and that is P.J. Perry. And P.J. did a fantastic album about 25, 26 years ago, which I still listen to a great deal, which paired him with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra and the very fine Performing Arts Center that they have in Edmonton, the Winspear Center. So we're going to listen to P.J. with the Edmonton Symphony doing a medley of A Song for Ruth, Sophisticated Lady, and Dear Old Stockholm. On alto sax, P.J. Perry.
Thank you.
That was Edmontonian alto sax man P.J. Perry with a kind of weird medley of music, a jazz version of Dear Old Stockholm, which is originally a Swedish language folk tune, but it has become familiar to non-Swedish audiences, mainly in jazz versions. Stan Getz did it, Miles Davis did it, and now P.J. Perry did it, combined with Sophisticated Lady, which of course is an old Duke Ellington standard from the early 30s, and A Song for Ruth. We'll stay in Alberta now, and an interesting trio called the A/B Trio. AB, of course, the abbreviation for the province of Alberta, but I'm not sure that A/B means that, but hard to say. It consists of Tom Bennett on drums, Dan Davis on saxophone, another sax guy, and Josh McCann on double bass. And the website for the AB Trio says that they were inspired by chordless groups such as those of Sonny Rollins and Joshua Redman, as well as work by Chris Potter and Ari Honig. From their 2018 album, Trio Liloquy, here is the AB Trio, with an added fourth member for this number in Toronto trumpeter Kevin Turcotte. The track is called How Sweet It Is, with sweet spelled S-U-I-T-E. Let's give a listen to the AB Trio with Kevin Turcotte.
Thank you.
That was the Province of Alberta's AB Trio and How Sweet It Is. And the trumpeter was Toronto-based and York faculty member, York University faculty member, Kevin Turcotte. Now, before I go to, I think only one more track we'll have time for today, it is time for my pitch for the station funding drive. Yes, between November the 1st and December the 31st, every year, the station goes out to you, our loyal listeners, requesting your financial support for another year of terrific music, insightful news and current affairs, and wonderful programs done by volunteers from the Queen's University community and the wider Kingston community. It is, in all senses, a community radio station, your radio station. So thank you for listening, and we really appreciate your support. If you haven't already given this year, please go to the CFRC website, cfrc.ca, and you can give directly to the website in exchange for some lovely gifts, or you can click over to the Queen's University website and donate that way. The money will reach us, and instead of gifts, you get a tax receipt. So still got 3 weeks to run, a little over 3 weeks to run. So please think seriously, if you haven't already, about a gift to the station to keep us on the air. Let's go back to some music now, and I'm going to conclude, having just listened to a bassist in the AB Trio, with one of my favorite bassists, and that is Jody Prosnick. And she is no stranger to the show individually and with her group, the Austera Project. She teams up for this number from her album Sun Songs with vocalist and pianist Leila Bialy, also no stranger to the program. So let's listen to a track from Judy's album Sun Songs entitled, and this seems highly appropriate to the weekend weather we just had, Storm. Thank you. Jody Prosnick and Little Bialy and Storm from Jody's album, Sun Songs. And that'll do it for today's program. I'll be back next week with more music here on Dark Glasses at the usual time. Only a couple more shows till the Christmas break. It's cold out there. It's very snowy. So as always, till next time, keep warm and stay safe. This is Daniel Wolf. Bye for now.
Now I wear my sunglasses tonight, so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes. While she's deceiving me, it cuts my security as she's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you blame on the guy in shades, oh no.
The guy in shades, the guy in shades, oh no.
Don't masquerade with the guy in shades, oh no.
We can't believe it.
Cause you've got it made with a guy in shades, oh no.
CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephone interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Hey everyone, it's Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every